On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Well, if it's Monday, it's Victoria Day, as it is in Australia.
Yes, it is in May.
It is in May. This is Tori Lagarde, ladies and gentlemen. She's an actress. She's also a nudist. No, wait,
humorous,
I got that wrong.
Humorous and oracle.
Oracle.
We got to
okay.
Get some acronyms for that, some initials or something. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. It's your title.
She's an A-H-O. She's an A-ho.
Yeah. That's not complimentary.
Well, you know, aren't we all?
Not.
I was watching that.
Aren't we all a-holes?
Well, I mean, I was watching that
a lot
movie,
of us are.
Crash. Have you seen the movie Crash? It's an older
yeah, I
movie.
Suppose. It was
years
about
ago.
An auto accident, right?
Sort of, yeah. It's about
smart,
L.A. Well,
smart, huh?
It's deeper than that. There's
all
a message.
Right. Oh, okay.
We're all jerks and we're all good people. No one is exclusively one or the other. It shows
yes,
all these
are.
People, Sandra
yes,
Bullock
they are.
And
yes,
Matt
they
Dillon.
Are.
It shows their evil side, but it also shows their good side. Mm-hmm. You know what? We're all a combo,
no.
man.
No, man. No, there are... Mm. There are good people who have some bad sides.
Sure, exactly.
Right.
And bad people have some good sides.
No, that's where I don't think that's true.
It has to be.
I knew some bad people who have no good sides.
You have never been around them 24/7,
have
though.
Have you seen who's president? Come on.
But what if he's tender and loving to his little son, Baron? We don't even know about that.
Why
we don't know what goes on behind
closed
doors.
Why would they call him Baron? That's like
maybe Melania had something to do with it. It's a real European sounding word.
You certainly would not call a girl Baron.
There's no barons. Well, no, there's no barons in the United States. That's a European thing.
I know.
Like dukes and
earls.
Well,
then you should go back to where he came from.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. This is Tori Lagarde. Mondays with Tori.
Welcome.
Yeah, I think
I'm
that's
in a rare
a,
mood.
Yeah. Well, things
that's
happen.
Bad.
Things happen in a rare mood.
You know.
Yeah.
Which could mean a good mood if it was rare. But
it's not.
I'm not in a good mood.
Things happen in life.
I sound like I am, but I'm one of those people that's, you know, some of each.
I know. Well, okay. Let's talk about things.
Tings. I heard tings.
Tings. Hey, let's talk about tings. You into football?
Football.
I'm not.
No. I mean, the Patriots are our team, right?
Yeah. On Thursday night, they played.
I saw 2 minutes of that.
Yeah.
It wasn't my choice, but.
Here's what I know. Here's what I don't understand about preseason football.
Yeah.
What the hell is it for?
I don't know. And Brady wasn't even playing. Both
he
preseason
played a little
games
bit,
I've seen.
Well, he played,
oh, he did?
I think he played Thursday night a little bit.
Oh.
But here's what I don't understand about, because I know people that went to the game, and I said to them, why? Why are you going? It's not a real game. They're not putting their best people in.
Right.
So
it's exhibition.
It doesn't
isn't it?
Matter
or is
if they win
what
or
is it?
Yes, it's yeah, they're exhibitioners.
Okay. Right. I don't know what it's called. It
just
looked like Carolina they played, right?
Yeah,
I didn't
they
care
did.
About them. Who
but
are they?
Here's what happened. The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Expansion team. I don't you know what? I'm not about expansion teams, number
well,
one.
These people aren't expanding. I think it was the quarterback. Actually hurt his leg, his
ooh,
foot.
Ouch.
And was taken out of the game on a one of those golf cart things, you know, because he couldn't walk.
Not and a stretcher? They don't do the big stretcher thing anymore?
Yeah, only for theatrics. Yeah. But here's a funny thing about why are you playing your people?
Why are you playing? Don't
why
be
you
fronting.
Playing? Don't be playing me.
He's playing.
Why are you playing your people if they can get hurt and then you can't use them?
That's why they don't use
the
Brady. I think that's why they're smart. They're
that's
holding
exactly
him back.
That's exactly why they don't use him. But why even have it? Who's interested in this? Who's
maybe it's in a contract. Maybe it's what they're supposed to do. I don't know the rules behind sports. There could be a thing.
It's just such a stupid thing. I don't watch it, though. They do that in baseball, too.
Well, that's down in spring training, too, isn't it? You can go down there and watch it in like Florida.
Yeah, but you go there for the hot dog and a soda. You don't go there to watch the game.
Oh, you mean real games?
Yeah.
Oh.
At both.
Fenway? Oh.
That, too.
They're expensive. You should go and watch. You should pay attention. You're going to pay the money. Go watch the game.
Yeah, why? I don't understand people who get excited about going to a preseason game. What do you... There's no point to it.
With expansion teams, too. I mean, I'm talking like the Jets. You want like a real team. The Giants. You don't want expansion teams like the Titans. What is that? Tennessee? They don't have hockey.
It's not that they're expansion or not expansion. It's just like, if you're in it to win it, why would you play it not to win it?
I like that. Did you just invent that?
It should be a thing. It's an old phrase. I just don't understand that whole thing.
I don't care.
Preseason stupid football.
It's not important.
Here's another thing, and then I'll let you take over.
No, I'm taking over, man! Wait till you see what I got coming for you. Yeah. Man,
I'm trying to avoid that part.
No, it's no avoiding it. No avoiding it.
We got to work up to it. Or walk up to it. I said by mistake.
Okay.
All right. Here it is. You know Larry King?
Yes. Is he still alive? Oh, my God.
I've heard.
He's a fossil, right?
Here's the deal. It's fascinating. He's 85 years old.
He looks much older than that, but go on.
He's 85.
Oh, Jesus.
His wife is Shauna. She's 59 years old. They've been married for 22 years.
Yeah, she was 37. I math really fast.
Correct.
Get out.
Yes.
That's
yes.
gross. I'm grossed out right now.
And he was only 65. Anyway, Larry King's 85. His wife of 22 years, Shauna, who's 59. And apparently, this is what I read and found out. Apparently, Larry King has been told by his doctors that he doesn't have long to live.
Define 80, long.
No, at 85, I mean, you know, is that a real...
Hyman Roth has been dying from the same heart attack for 20 years.
Right. They're going to tell him that when he's 110. Larry, you're 110. I got to tell you, you don't have many years left. What?
Is he still on television, too?
Yeah, well, he does infomercials. You know, someone's got to pay the mortgage.
I thought he sat down and did interviews.
No, not anymore.
Okay. No. See, I don't know.
So he's 85. He's had some heart trouble, which, you know, people at 85 kind of start to have. So his doctor said, you don't have long. What he did was, while Shauna was away, he filed for divorce.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Yes. Irreconcilable
He finally
differences.
Figured out she's a gold digger. It only took him how long? A couple decades?
As soon as the doctor said, look, Larry, you don't have very long. Wait, hold on. Give me my will.
Yeah. I need a 20-year-old. Quick, ASAP. This is so gross to me.
It's kind of not funny, but it's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
It is.
Hollyweird again.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's an interesting story. All right. Go.
Okay. I got to do a shout out right now to Tanvi.
I'm sorry. Is that a person?
Yeah, sure is. She's my beautiful physical therapist.
Tanvi.
Yep. Tanvi.
I have never heard of that name before.
She's amazing. She's smart, beautiful. She had her own practice in India.
Really?
I love Tanvi.
Oh, it's an Indian name.
Tanvi. I love Tanvi. Okay. Tanvi, you're listening. She loves the podcast.
Okay, good.
She told me an interesting story. I told her something interesting and sent her a link about drinking too much water. Uh-huh. Time magazine did an article. You don't stop doing it. You're idiots. Drink orange juice, tea, something besides pounding water.
No. Anyway. Wait a minute. First of all, orange juice has got way too much sugar in it.
Well, I mean,
that's
just sub.
Not good.
You can't be pounding water all day long. It's going through you like just your peeing water.
Tea,
you
got to
retain something.
Tea is made with water, right? So you're drinking water,
but you got to retain some of it. The water is just going through you.
There's nothing in tea to retain.
All right, well, read the article. Go to Time Magazine.
I get it.
Type in too much water.
You can overdrink. I understand.
All right.
Tanvi was said something.
Gave me another idea for a podcast. And it's amazing because you're going to like this one.
Out of the mouths of Tanvis
come
these incredible ideas.
She's probably one of your neighbors. She's from here.
I don't know.
Anyway, you don't know your neighbors. You stay to yourself. But anyway.
Can you blame me?
I can't. But if you knew Tanvi, you'd be out.
Tanvi.
Listen to me.
Oh, what a girl.
So she said this is the treadmill was originally invented as a torture device. 100% true. I looked it up.
I believe that.
That's about the, you're going to like this because you all exercise to you is torture.
I believe that.
Yes, it was in prison. Yes. They had it in England, and you'd have to. They'd go for miles. They'd have these prisoners. They'd be there, and then they'd stop, and they'd ring a bell. Another one would get on, and it was the fact that they just had to go and go and go. The monotony of it. That was. They had to finally ban it in like the early 1900s.
Yeah.
They banned it as
it's cruel.
As cruel.
Yeah.
The treadmill, and now we willingly get on
at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, and we have televisions though,
yes,
and earphones and whatnot, and we like are all excited to do
it's
this.
It's entertainment.
Can
torture.
You imagine?
I know, because when people come off treadmills, they're not exactly. Oh, that was fun. they're close to death.
This is the thing. Oscar Wilde, they put him on it because he was put in jail because he was his sexual orientation.
I believe it.
3 years later, he died.
I believe it. I believe it.
Okay.
I don't know if we've talked about it. But I never, if you sit in your car and you rev up the engine like for an hour, that motor's going to probably die real quick. You don't abuse, when it's running smoothly and solidly and constantly,
right.
The engine does well.
You baby it.
Yeah, but that ain't a treadmill.
No.
A treadmill is like, is overheating the engine.
Well, yeah, that's what, that, again,
yes.
This, look it up, people. This is a torture
it's
device
awful.
It was invented as.
It's awful.
Cruel and unusual.
It is. When a doctor gives you a stress test, he's not. There's not questions like on Jeopardy. They put you on a treadmill. Have you been through a stress test?
I sure have.
They put you on a treadmill, and they see how long it takes before you collapse.
But no, you know what I do in the last stress test I had was last year. You know what I did? I wanted to blow them away. I said, I'm going to impress these mofos.
Yeah,
and I went, and you can see the result as you're looking
even
at it in lifetime.
Even with the incline?
Even the incline. It started, my heart rate was going up to like 120.
That's
and
not
I
right.
still I still pressed it. I'm like, look at me go.
Yeah.
I wanted to die right then, just to spite them.
Yeah.
But it didn't
show
work.
Them, huh?
It didn't work. But I got it. They're like, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, yep, I'm doing it.
Yep.
You should have seen me.
Yeah.
It was
well, you're tiny.
I'm tiny,
you're
but it was tiny. Amazing what I would put my body through because I said, I want them to see what I'm capable of. They're going to be blown away.
Doesn't see that for me. I get winded eating a sandwich.
You can't. But I thought you'd like the Tunvi story.
That is a great story. And Tunvi, thank you so much for the contribution
today. I told you
today.
I would, and I did. She's the best.
Can I follow up something first that we did that I didn't talk about on the air?
Yeah.
I don't think.
All right.
And this was last week you were here. It didn't seem like a week ago.
It
My
does.
God. It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It does to me. Stop correcting me, Van Damme.
Okay.
It's an useless endeavor.
All right. We were talking about cereals.
The cornflakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Kellogg invented cornflakes. You actually helped me get the motion picture about Kellogg.
I got you the motion picture
Correct.
Called The Road to Wellville,
Correct.
Which was originally a book because someone on my Facebook, my
mm-hmm.
rabbi friend,
mm-hmm.
commented that it was a book.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no way. Uh-huh. I looked it up further.
Yeah.
That's a shout out to Chris, by the way. Chris in New Hampshire, thank you for this topic.
Yeah, so you would not mention last week why Kellogg's were actually, why cornflakes were actually invented.
Cornflakes, yeah.
Yeah, and I had since found out, and may I expose it?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. This guy Kellogg was a nut.
From Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah, he was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Creek
I don't know
sanitarium.
What happened on Seventh-day,
right.
yeah. Yeah, he did sanitariums and stuff. And,
oh, yeah,
yeah. And he invented cornflakes because he thought that people are masturbating too much.
Right.
And
this will curtail that.
Yes, obviously. You can't masturbate and eat a bowl of cereal.
I think it was the ingredients, though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's just extremely simple.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were absolutely wrong.
Tacos are like out of this world. Yeah. Don't eat a taco because you're going to go crazy.
They thought that every food is pretty much an aphrodisiac except for cornflakes.
Except for corn. Corn's in everything, by the way.
It's
also in tacos.
So is plastic, my friend.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Oh, my God. I don't know if we should get into that.
I'm going to start ingesting things.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm already not well. Don't make me eat plastic.
There's microplastics in the drinking water.
Yeah, but you got to drink a lot. See, I already said don't drink a lot of water. Right. Are you listening or not?
Yeah.
There you go.
No, you're right. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
If you do irrigation, you're it's in there.
In Florida, when I lived in Florida, there's signs on lawns, not just lawns, grass. Mm-hmm. It says, do not drink this water. It is reclaimed water.
Yeah.
They have to tell people.
Yeah.
Signs.
And what did we do, Tori, when we were little children, if you can remember that far back for me?
I can.
And we were outside and we were thirsty. Where did we get
the
our water?
The hose. Yeah, we ran under sprinklers.
Yeah.
Do kids still run under sprinklers?
I don't think they have irrigation systems now. I don't think they have sprinklers anymore.
Wow.
What's the point? I mean, either you're going to have an irrigation system or screw it. I don't care if it gets yellow. Who cares?
Just wait for the rain.
Yeah.
It's free.
All right.
Oh, you're pointing at me. All right, so...
It's not polite to point to people, and I apologize.
I know, it's okay. It is not polite, but no one can see the unpolite things you do. All right, right before the podcast, I can smell the unpolite things you do. No, I'm kidding. That's me. It's always me. Right before the podcast, you said something, or I said something.
Right, something was said.
Or read in a text, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Now, okay, when someone offers you something and you say no.
Right.
Then they say, but are you sure?
Yes, happens
and
all
then,
the time.
Does it?
Yes.
Isn't my one
only,
time
only
good
when
enough?
Only when you're in a relationship.
Oh.
It happens to me every single sentence.
You know what? I don't feel good sometimes. Mm-hmm. Would you like a hot dog? No, thanks. But what about some ice cream? No, I don't want anything. Would you like, but what about this? I already said no. How many times do I have to say? It gets irritating.
Yes, it's not that so much as, do you want a hot dog? No. Are you sure you don't want a hot dog? No, I really don't want
one. Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
And then something that goes down the list.
Yeah.
Can't we just, I don't feel like eating. That means no food. If I change my mind, you'll be the first to know.
It happens all the time to me. My grandfather used to do this. I don't know if it's part of senility or what.
It's an old thing then? Okay.
Well, he did it, and it's the first time I ever saw it. He would sit in the restaurant, look at the menu, and turn to his wife and say, do I like pork?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of things like that.
Like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't come to that yet.
Yeah. No, I think that's a little senility involved, or it's just like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Does this tie look good with this coat is one thing.
That I get. That's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
In my opinion, one should
like
pork.
Do I like pork?
No, because.
What?
Somebody just ate pork and died in India.
Well, yes.
I read this.
Yes.
You know why?
No.
Because there's no regulation there with the pigs. There's
correct.
Being slopped.
Yes.
We don't slop pigs anymore. But when we did, they'd get something called trichinosis or some kind of parasite.
It's
so
awful.
Some guy ate pork and went to his stomach and he died.
It can happen.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just be a vegetarian.
I don't know if you're aware. I think we talked about this in India, if you ever visit it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
There is crap and poop.
Yeah.
All over the place.
I know.
In the streets, garbage
I bet
everywhere.
Some part of India is good, and that's the part I'd like
probably
to see.
Probably some part.
Like near the Taj Mahal, that must be good.
But then you're not seeing the culture.
Like we're doing. I've seen the movies. Can't I just watch a movie?
Cows, animals, they just
poop sacred?
In the street.
No, but cows
they
are
poop
sacred.
In the street.
Oh, that's because they're sacred.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you can't. Yeah. Don't diss in the cows.
Maybe
man.
The cow can be sacred, but the poop from the cow may not be sacred. Seriously,
as long as it's not pig poop, because that's
death in it. Can you imagine what's floating in the air there?
Death
the methane
is floating.
And the crap.
I
oh
saw
my
Seinfeld,
God.
That episode. No way. I can't go there. Because I am so sensitive to smell. You know me, Ron. Yeah. I can smell everything.
You really can.
I can. It's not
really
even a joke.
Yeah.
So I think India would kill me just by being there.
Yeah, it's not for you.
It's not
definitely
for me.
Not for you.
But so when someone says you're sure, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Don't ask me again.
It's a little bit
don't
of an
even
insult.
Say, are you sure? Yeah. Those three words irritate the F out of me.
That. I get that all the time.
Do you?
I've become very
I'm sure.
Immune to it by now.
I'm immediately sure. Yeah. It's my final answer.
Yeah.
My mind.
There you go.
F an answer.
Is that your final answer? Is that your final answer?
Do I need to phone a friend? I don't have any friends. Do you understand why? I have online friends because they see me at a distance and can get bits and pieces of me.
Yes.
If you're going to be around me in my orbit all the time, you're going to be like, dude, enough. I got to walk away right now.
Yeah, no orbits for you.
No, so there's no orbit.
No. I agree with you. That is extremely annoying.
Thank you.
But it's difficult for people who do that to understand that.
They can't help it. They're just trying to be helpful.
They are.
And accommodating.
They are, but it's not.
You're not.
It's not.
You're
it's,
not.
It's a little insulting.
But they're going to be who they are. You can't change people. So you just live with it.
Mm.
Then you got to live with me. That's a two-way street.
Mm.
I live with you. You live with me. You ain't changing, neither am I.
You know what? But you have to be a little careful because some of us do it ourselves in a different way.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm guilty with my spouse.
Right.
She says, we're having breakfast. Says, you want an egg? Yeah, I'll have one egg. Are you sure you want just one egg?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did that. I did that. I did that.
Because it's so absurd. Who eats one egg? I do.
That was the reason.
She and I do.
Yeah.
We're a one egg group people.
It wasn't like, are you sure you want an egg? It was, are you sure you just want one?
I know.
Because that's kind of like nothing.
You run a slippery slope when you're doing it.
Know,
you're right.
I know. But I found myself trying to to take her order and to change it. And that was not proper. That was not proper that,
but that's
to do.
Maybe, yeah. You're a Scorpio. It's a guy Scorpio thing.
Tori,
of
my
this
point
age.
Is I think we all
my boyfriend's
do
of the
it
same age
extent.
As you, and he's a Scorpio, and I think
no,
you guys are the same. It has everything to do with it.
I think we all do.
I think if I close my eyes and both were talking, I wouldn't know who was who. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you never close your eyes when someone's talking, so it's not going to happen.
I'm always asleep. What do you mean? Who are you? What's going on right now?
I think we all do everything.
Oh, well then, so with my boyfriend, hi boyfriend, the other day, I started...
You know I'm going to defend him to the hilt.
Not this.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. This is against semantics.
All right. Okay.
He said, you're a little loud.
Uh-huh.
What does that even mean? Are you loud or are you not? How can you be a little loud?
All right.
You're just loud, right?
All right.
What about that?
It does mean that you're loud.
Thank you.
But it's being said in a sensitive manner.
Oh, see? Okay, boyfriend.
Because he cares. He doesn't want to upset you and die.
You were a...
No.
You were a little loud.
Yes.
How can I... Can you be a lot loud?
It's like... It's
you're
like,
just loud,
it's
man.
It's like if my spouse said, do I look good in this dress? I would not say... No, you look like you're wearing a tent at a circus.
You
I wouldn't
look
say
little,
that.
A little fat.
No,
you can't
I would
say
not
that.
Even say that.
You
I would
can't
say you
it.
Have you have things that make you look better than that.
Okay.
See, because we
that's
try to
tact
code
and
it.
Diplomacy.
That's all he's doing. That's all he's doing.
All right. Well, you know what we were? We were out at a restaurant, and the guys, the kids behind us were banging on the
oh,
with
I
their
hate
feet.
That. Oh, I hate that.
For 20 minutes,
oh,
the kid banged
that.
On the thing.
That they should put them on treadmills.
You know, see, but he said, listen. Okay, Ron, so everyone listen. I'm going to try to say this calmly and cool.
Okay.
I said, that's kind of bothering me.
Yes.
He kind of said, well, they're just little kids.
Oh.
I lose it a little. I was like, well, so little kids should be not told to not do anything?
Yeah.
They should just do whatever they want?
Ooh.
I don't agree with that.
It's going to be tough to defend this one. See, but it's not fair because I despise little children. So, I can't get in on this.
I didn't turn around and say, hey, can you quiet down? Because it was a young father with his young children, no mother in sight. Yeah. So obviously he's got the kids.
If you're going to take them out in public, and if they're not, if they cannot fit into the public mode, don't take them to a restaurant.
Well, it's funny because they were
seriously,
finishing.
If they can't handle public, then don't do public.
Well. They were getting louder, and we were about to leave.
Okay.
So we got up and left, and then they came right behind us. Because now they thought, I just said, I got to get out of here, I said to boyfriend.
Right.
Which I did anyway. Because
the
deal was
done. Right.
We ate all the food. We had time to go. So
to
I'm
do.
Leaving, and then they come right behind us. So they probably, I wonder if they thought we were leaving because he goes, just quiet down, boys. He finally said something.
Oh, good.
They were real little kids.
Good.
Like under five or something.
He should know. That disrupts, you can't disrupt other diners because of your situation.
They weren't even that disruptive. It was like, I'm really sensitive
to
it.
Kick in the chair is disruptive.
It was a booth, and so it was the backside
of
my booth.
That's awful. That's awful.
I put up with it, but I
would have moved. I would have called the wait person and said, may I move my table? All I would have said.
Listen,
I don't give a crap what their response is.
No, because
in the
booth. That was my booth. We always sit in that booth. Well, that's our booth. I don't want to be in a different booth. I want the corner, back corner.
Yeah,
that's my area.
Now, that happened with my spouse as well. We went to the movie theater, and there were two people sitting next to us in the next two seats.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy was being really fidgety and kept moving.
Fidgety
and
I don't like fidgety.
And out of the corner of my eye through the whole movie,
oh,
I see this guy
fidgeting.
Oh,
I can't have that.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I said to her, the rest of the theater is empty. I don't know why you're sitting right next to
us.
Let's move a couple of seats down.
She said,
no, this is the seat that I always want to sit in. This is my seat in this theater.
I know. See, I feel for her. I have a place. I'm territorial.
Who cares? You're moving a couple of seats away.
As far as that,
if
there's a bad
theater.
Smell, I got to go. I got to go.
Yeah. For other reasons, she may have moved as well, but that wasn't enough.
Even perfume.
To shake
it might be a good smell to other people. I don't want, you know what? Don't wear perfume to theaters.
You know, Tori.
Don't do it,
man. Here's the problem, and I think we both have a similar problem here. It's extreme intelligence.
Yeah,
and
it is.
The other part
is
a very low tolerance threshold.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no reason for one to impede themselves upon somebody else.
But that's why you and your person are a perfect match, because you both have these personality traits.
Mm. I just told you that she's, you know.
But, you know, you two are cemented together. Because apart, who's going to... You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Who's going to have either one of you?
Nobody.
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 That's kind of like me.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to have me.
Mm-hmm.
I got a guy, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's stuck now.
Yeah.
But like cement.
Yeah.
He can't break away.
No, he has no choice.
He loves me too much.
Yeah.
So he's in a
You're
pickle.
You're too charming.
He's a pickle.
You're too charming.
I started out charming. I always do. You got to start that way and then it unravels.
Wow.
It unravels. And then you're left with this.
Yeah. Well.
Don't judge a book by its cover, man. I can't tell you enough. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah,
you look at me, I look great.
By the time you finish reading the book, you've already had the book in your possession for so long.
There you go.
You're now used to the book.
You're used to the book.
Yeah.
He's done a lot worse. He knows that.
Yeah.
He's hit the mother load right now.
I see.
As far as, you know, sense of humor.
I'll
give you that.
Yeah,
I have a great sense
of
humor.
It's part of your title.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I'm an oracle in that too. But
Wow. That was heavy.
But let me.
I know. I'm leaving it in.
I'll kill you. I always tell him that. I'll kill you. And he said, no, I'm going to kill you. It's the pillow smothering. He doesn't even joke.
You are meant for a joke.
He's the only boyfriend that's ever joked around about killing me.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Oh, it's a good time.
It is. It's a great time. Because it's never going to happen.
No.
He takes flies outside.
Yeah.
He won't swat a fly.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I do the same thing.
I know. It's a Scorpio.
Yeah,
Scorpio.
I will not do that.
Date my brother, you, him. That's
it. It's bad karma, A. And B, the fly doesn't know. The fly doesn't know that it's bothering
me.
Screw
him.
No.
Screw him.
Just because there's a lot of them.
I don't care.
I don't. Come on.
What about mosquitoes? Everybody agrees on that. Oh, mosquitoes, they'll give you encephalitis.
They're attacking
me.
They're attacking me.
They're attacking me.
No, they're going to come after me and they're going to give me viruses.
Right.
I get that. But the fly is just like flying around. That's all they do.
Annoying the hell out of me.
If it was a black fly that bit, which I think they have in New Hampshire
and
Maine.
Greenheads, horseflies,
yeah.
All those kinds of flies.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. No, if you can hurt me, I will squash you.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is like Trumpian.
But what about raise your voice? That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I consider this raising your voice.
Yeah.
So, he does that to bother me.
Yeah.
Because that bothers me.
Yeah.
He goes, really? Because he's mocking me.
It's kind of funny.
I don't. No, it's not.
Okay.
Don't mock me.
Okay.
That's, if you want to raise your voice, this is raising your voice.
Yeah.
But, you know, raising your voice.
Well, what context is that said?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean I mean?
Well, when are you raising your voice?
I don't raise my voice.
Well, then why is he doing that?
I do this. Hi.
Oh,
my
that.
Voice gets
oh, okay.
the what's the word?
Higher.
Higher.
Yeah.
And he does it to mock me.
Oh, I see.
Because he has a deep voice.
I see.
He has to put some effort into going like this.
Okay.
And I don't like it. It's like he's Pee Wee Herman with helium.
Yes. I mean, we have to.
He finds out what bothers me and exploits it.
No, he doesn't.
He absolutely does.
No,
and he
does
admits
not.
It. He admits that. That's fine. You want to tease me? It's called teasing me.
Why are we making him the focus here? I have not discussed this with him, but I understand that. See,
I don't want to be teased.
Oh, it's not teasing.
It is.
It's being lighthearted.
No, he's irking me. He makes faces that I don't like.
Well, once he knows that it's really bothering you, he kind of should back off.
Digs in. He doubles down. And that's fine. James used to do that too. My own children did that to me. And that's funny to a point. But it also bothers me. It's like the girl you want to pull the pigtails. He does it to bother me.
That's not good. That's not good.
Is it not good?
Oh. Well, the pigtail thing, because that's in grade school.
Yeah, so it's the same theory.
I mean, adults don't walk around pulling on women's hair. That would be kind of odd, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, this is the
that version. Let in a mall.
This is the updated version of that. Okay, it's the teasing people with what bothers them.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
well,
like this.
We
Mickey
all
Mouse.
Tease. We
don't
all
be Mickey
tease.
Mouse. I don't like it.
People, even my spouse. Again,
this is a spousal episode.
Yes, it
thing.
Is. Yeah. Every once in a while, if I say something, she will say it again in supposedly what my voice is. She'll lower the voice and go, well, I really don't know.
Yes, I only want one egg, Ron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You got to do the voice. And I say, I don't sound like that. But I guess I do.
Yeah, when boyfriend does his ex-wife, he does a really masculine voice.
This is part of it.
I'm like, wow.
It's part of it.
It's part of it?
Look, just make me happy you're not Larry King. That's all I'm saying.
I want a divorce right now.
Right
Wait,
now.
Am I dying?
Quickly.
Hurry up. What's going on?
I don't have much time.
I don't have it. Quick. 22 years, that's nothing. Come on, man.
Can we have a separation? No, we got to do the divorce.
Quickly.
Quickly.
Right. Oh my gosh, he's really weirdo.
See, we did both their voices there, and I don't think they're accurate.
Not at all. No. I can't even do his voice. I'd have to smoke for 50 years first, and then get that whole throat thing happening with my trachea transplant.
Okay, did you hear the latest thing that Trump has said? So many things.
Oh, I know. It's been a week, and it's like, man.
Last week, it was like, I think he won the prize for the most crazy stuff
ever
said by a
person. Well, there's Jesus, there's Greenland. Yeah. I mean, where do we begin?
And where do we end?
I don't know.
Here was one of the things that people aren't really talking about. He said that the inscription on the Statue of Liberty,
right.
Bring me your tired, your poor, your old plastic containers,
down, whatever.
Right, whatever.
Yeah.
They're saying, well, you know, Donald, that's what it says on the Statue of Liberty. That's what this country is about. And Donald actually responded by saying, that inscription is for Europeans. It was like, what? He says, yes, that inscription, it came, you know, from the last statue came from France, and the immigration was referring to the European immigration, not every country.
Right, right.
Whoa, Donald, my God. My God. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Nobody picked up on that one.
Right.
Because there's so many things. He overloads you with crap.
His intelligence is that of a young boy.
Exactly.
It's not an adult.
I don't believe that anything he does is on purpose or forming any type of re-election campaign kind of thing or strengthening his base. I think he really, seriously, does not have the mentality beyond a five-year-old.
No,
he has
EI, which is emotional intelligence.
None.
He doesn't have it.
And no empathy because he didn't like his parents. His parents didn't like him. They gave him. They tried to get rid of him. They gave him money just to go start your business and get out of here.
Right, right.
He has no empathy. He's never had to pull out a checkbook or credit card and pay a bill. He has no idea what it costs to live.
He's deplorable.
There's just...
That's the word.
I can't wait for the next election because if it's a landslide, I'm going to orgasm right in my pants.
If he wins?
Oh, no. If he loses...
Oh, yeah,
I'm just going to be so happy.
Right, right, right. Yeah. What if he doesn't? What if he wins?
I don't think that's an option.
Okay, good. Please.
I don't think that's
an
option.
I know, because I know. I don't want to keep...
No, well, it's not an option.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think that.
Happen.
Like, what is so great about him? Why does he need to get reelected? What's so great? Nothing.
He's never had an approval rating over 50% ever since he was president. And there has never in history been a president that won a second term with any approval rating less than 50%.
Okay, good. Okay, that's encouraging then. Okay.
Yeah, of course, this is a screwed up time
And we have too many candidates on the Democratic side.
Well, by the time this happens, that's going to be
one-on-one. Is it Biden? What's happening? I got it wrong a few years ago. I thought it was going to be...
It's probably going to be Biden.
Somebody
but you don't
that
know.
It wasn't. I remember we talked about this years ago, and I got it wrong.
I thought it was going to be Oprah. I thought it was going to be Oprah.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
She's too smart for that. Like Michelle Obama, people say, you want to run for president? She's like, never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Who would? I mean, it's like a really hard job, and they really pick you apart.
I think Biden's the only one that can actually take some Republicans and bring them over on his side because Biden's fairly much in the middle.
Right.
He's a moderate.
Bernie Sanders is still going at it, though. It's going to drop.
Yeah.
He's
starting to drop. He's starting to drop.
Okay.
Yeah, starting to drop. His ideas are starting to be like way off the hook, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This isn't the time
to
change everything. It's the time to just shut up and get us back to where we were before, and then we can work on stuff.
Right. My dad used to say, a politician's job is not to make things better.
Correct.
It's to keep things from getting worse.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Dad.
Legacy.
Yep.
Legacy.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Man. All right.
oh, you know what I want to say real quick?
No, I don't know.
Big, big news. Big news. Mm-hmm. How could I even have not even talked about this?
I don't know.
You don't know? No?
I don't know. No. All right. I won't take that out either. I don't know. No.
Don't take it out. He took it out. All right. Listen. BJ's. You know that big. Never mind. I mean, the club.
That. Oh, God. Okay.
Costco.
We're going somewhere else there.
Costco?
Yeah, I'm familiar with both.
Those big clubs where you buy a lot of stuff at once.
Yeah, Costco.
Costco,
BJ's.
That place.
Right, those
I
places.
Just started it wrong. Leave it in. Leave it in. Title of my sex tape. Leave it in. All right, listen. I was there, and these people are so disgruntled. These employees.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be the next postal place where people go postal
the
and start shooting up stuff. Mark my words. What's August 2019? I'm telling you. Tory said it here. Tory Lagarde says, I'm telling you, this one in Massachusetts, maybe is going to go
postal.
Break down. It's going to go in there with guns and things that they're going to shoot people.
Why, Tory, I'm telling you. Why there over...
It's a ticking time bomb.
Why there over other places?
I've been in there twice. Both 3 weeks apart.
And what are you seeing?
I see the most unhappy, miserable workers.
Really?
At this BJ's.
Oh, at BJ's. BJ's. Okay. I've not been in there.
Yeah. I don't know what that stands for. I don't know what BJ's stands for.
Have you been to Costco?
I didn't even know there was a Costco around here. Yeah, there is? Okay. Maybe I should go in and compare.
Please.
But this BJ's, man, it's happening. It's happening.
What's going on? Why are they so disgruntled? Why?
The customers, but the employees are the worst.
Yeah.
They're all scowling. They don't want to help you. They mock you. You have to report them.
Yeah. They mock you?
I watched this happen.
Do they do your voice?
No, they roll their eyes at your problems.
Really?
I watched when I was leaving,
actually.
Could
it be a particular location where that problem occurs, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, don't say where
I won't say where.
Yeah,
but that when it's on the news, refer back to this podcast.
Okay. Well, we keep all these things.
I'll tell you off air.
We keep them.
It's on the air. You can listen anytime. Okay. You could be listening right now.
All right.
Anytime. All right. But, yeah, so, and as I'm leaving, too, the woman that they, you know, they have people that check your receipt.
Absolutely.
The most miserable woman.
Yeah.
When the person before me that left, sweet as pie.
Yeah.
Listen, girl comes to me. Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Oh, wow.
Nothing. The person behind me, happy again. So she's already judging me. Just because you think I look good or something, lady,
that's
you want to walk a
that's
mile in
odd.
My shoes? You want to be in my life?
Did you complain?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. I just mentally took a note. And that was just one episode of whatever went on the whole day.
Have you ever been to the motor vehicle department?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I think something's going to happen there if that's the case, because none of those people are happy to be there at all.
That's like, you see the movie Beetlejuice?
Yes.
The joke is, everyone there, if you were a suicide, you have to be in civil service.
Yes.
And it's forever.
It's true.
It's for the rest
of
existence.
It's like a treadmill.
So don't do it.
No, you're absolutely right.
I'm just saying.
No, you're absolutely right. Yes,
I always am.
I mean, yes, you're absolutely right.
I'm an oracle, dude.
Yeah.
I'm already predicting for you. If you can do something about it, great. You can't. It's like Minority Report.
Yeah.
You can't arrest someone for a crime they will probably commit.
Well, you can. Now, apparently, there's a red flag law that they're trying to pass.
Okay.
Where if you know of somebody who has said something.
Oh, say something, see something?
Yeah.
Or the other way around?
Well, now they can actually, the cops can actually, and agencies can actually visit you and say, we've heard.
Yeah. Well, start visiting these BJ employees, man. They are ticking, man. I am not even kidding.
They don't sell guns there, do they?
No.
No, good.
They
sell
TVs and deodorant.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's it. TVs and deodorant.
Friggin' everything.
It's an incredible idea.
They have everything in giant quantities.
Yeah, I know.
I bought 18 devil dogs in a box.
Yeah.
No, 16.
Well, that's like Costco. That's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where everything's in, you go in there thinking you're going to spend like $5. No.
No, you spend 50. I spend
50. 50 to 500, somewhere in there usually.
But I bought a couple of magazines. That's why.
A couple or a skid load?
No, two magazines. $12 each.
Really?
One's a Christmas present for my bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the Grateful Dead, Life magazine.
A $12 magazine?
It was 15 or something. But
how many pages?
It's like a commemorative issue.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like the one I got with Charles Manson. It's a commemorative 50-year edition.
Mm-hmm. What's Charles Manson? Didn't he die?
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
On November 19th, 2017.
Yeah.
Okay, see,
I
know
knew eventually it would come back at him.
Well, you know.
I mean, yeah.
He never killed anyone. Yeah. He was in charge of it, though.
Correct. He was in charge of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched all the documentaries, all the movies, all the red things, this and that and the other thing. Because I do that. I did that with Titanic.
Yes, you
remember?
Did. Yes, you did.
I did it with Mount Everest.
Yep.
I like to saturate myself with these events. They're usually tragic. And then find out how this won't happen again.
Yeah.
I got to avoid these things.
Yeah.
Don't climb the mountain. Don't go on a steamship in 1912.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And don't go to California in 1969 on Cielo Drive.
Again.
Clearly.
Again.
Oh, by the way, I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
You think so?
Fabulous.
You think so?
Did you see it?
Saw parts of it.
No. See the whole thing.
No, I slept through a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Long. I loved it.
Long.
2 hours, 40 minutes.
Long.
Yeah, I loved it.
Long.
I don't care. Could be longer.
Quint.
I would have sat there.
No, Quint.
Longer. I would have sat there longer.
Edit your films,
no,
Quint.
Don't leave them
alone.
Make
them longer. Some of the scenes were really...
He loves dialogue. Crazy. He loves dialogue.
And then the end. I won't say what the end is to people who haven't seen it, but
it's the best. It's enough. The bomb.
Oh, that's
love
awful.
It.
Enough of that. Enough of that.
Oh, he has to be violent, dude. That's his signature line.
Yeah. Well,
the violence.
Isn't that wonderful?
In
this day and age of violence.
I waited and waited and waited for the violence. I waited and waited.
I thought it was in poor taste.
Dude,
and just
what's
really
took so
stupid.
Long?
I even laughed
at
the end.
It was comical. It has to be over the top, but that's what he does.
Yeah. I was bored off my ass, to be honest.
No, I loved it. I was eating it up. No. Brad Pitt and Leonardo, my gosh, you can't get better.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah. Once upon a time, hire an editor.
And that's the key right there. Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Is always what? A fairy tale. Once upon a time. It's definitive
It didn't end the way that it was going to
end. I like the way it ended. It should have ended that way in real life. I wish I had a time machine sometimes. It just had to.
Didn't go anywhere for me. Yeah. And Quentin, keep an eye on him. He's odd. I mean,
he's got a foot fetish. We know that. But that's got nothing to do with it.
It's the start. It's the start of a lot of
weird
things.
He's got one more movie. He said he's doing 10.
Yeah.
Hateful Eight was 8.
It's not a lot. It's not a lot. Not a lot for
a
filmmaker.
It's not a lot. He's my age. We're exactly the same age. Yeah. We're like 4 months apart.
He has the ability to make a film every year, every 2 years, but he's not doing it.
Right.
So.
Well, he wanted to make a film about Charlie Manson years ago.
You can make more.
And it's not really about Charles Manson. It's not.
Keep him down a little under 2 hours.
It's about an actor, and he's kind of going off the edge. He's, getting older, and his stuntman. Yeah. It's basically about them living on Cielo Drive or near there. It's fine. But Charles Manson is just a footnote in this movie.
Yeah, he has nothing to do with that thing.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
I loved it. You're a Scorpio. You're different.
It has nothing to
do. It might this time not me. Because it might not. My boyfriend liked the movie, too, so maybe it's not. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. We both liked it.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't care for it.
I had the reclining seats. You got to have it. For that long a movie, you got to stretch out. Don't be sitting up like this.
I don't like the reclining seats.
What?
Yeah.
Stop.
I don't like it.
Why?
I spend most of my life
reclining.
Sleeping,
oh, no,
reclining.
No.
So with my ass halfway off the seat.
Dude,
I mean, I am very infrequently
in a
real prone position.
Oh, you like those work desks where you stand up and work? Like my brother has one. He stands up and what he works.
I kind of think that I should.
Really?
I don't think I'm doing any great thing to my body by sitting in a chair.
Yeah, okay, I give you that.
In a slouched position.
No slouching.
So
but
I said,
a 2 hour, 3 hour movie? I got to lie down.
Care. Well, no, it's too long. Make the movie shorter and we can sit in chairs for a change. My God.
No.
Have an intermission. Do an intermission.
Oh.
Half the people won't come back.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should save that for a DVD at home where you can pause it and go to the bathroom or do something.
Okay.
Boyfriend did a bathroom break. I didn't. I manned up and just stayed the whole time.
How old is he?
He's around your age.
Okay, yeah.
He's simpatico.
2.5 hours? Long time.
Well,
fine. I'll tell you a funny story. I went to the South Shore Music Circus in Cohasset about 2 months
Never
ago.
Never been there. Heard about it, though.
Yeah. They have concerts, comedians.
Right, it's a good place.
It's all right. So, they had music from the 60s, and I thought, that's fun. I don't remember some
Boyfriend
of it.
Boyfriend would love it.
Yeah.
Because the music he loved in this movie, he loved the music, the soundtrack.
So they had all these, they had the Cowsills and all these old groups from the 60s.
Cowsills, that's a Partridge Family, right?
It was actually,
based on,
they wrote,
based on.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually wrote the theme song for
Come
for
on
Party.
Yeah, that was their song.
So anyway, there were other groups too.
Right.
And then they had an intermission.
Oh, no. What happens?
The line to the men's room was more than the line to the women's room.
Whoa.
It was like around the whole
property. It's a
prostate
thing, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you get old.
It's kind of funny, and it's funny because all of us standing in line, we're looking at each other, laughing.
Yeah,
it was like,
you have to laugh.
We know what's going on
you
here.
Do. You do.
And
you
look
got
at,
a prostate.
Look at, all, look
I
at,
don't
look
want
at
one.
This line.
Thank God I don't have one.
You go any other place, any other venue, guys are in and out.
Sounds
they're
like
in
a
and
nightmare.
Out. There's no line. There's never a line for guys.
Well, there is a baseball, Fenway.
Really?
Because of the beer.
Oh, the beer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, this is because of age.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
see.
Funny. It's just
There's
funny.
There's older people at Fenway, too, then.
Yes. 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 It's like, people who should have colonoscopies, you get a discount, the place would fill up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Okay, fine. Well, this has been fun.
It has. Kind
of. We've ruined our own personal relationships.
Yeah, this
and,
was a this was a
cool.
other person episode.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
Pretty cool. All right, Tori, this is great. Let's do this again next
Are you sure?
week.
Are you sure you want to? Are you sure?
Well, I'm not sure just yet. Now that you bring it up.
All
right.
I'm sure. If I say it once.
How long have we been doing this?
44?
Take a look.
Oh!
You are 4 seconds off. That's right. An oracle. That, ladies and gentlemen,
you know that,
the definition of an oracle.
That's right.
What other radio shows that you listen to have oracles in them? None of them.
That's right.
None of them. So
I'm Miss Cleo of the 2000s. Remember Miss Cleo?
I sure do. But that was a little different.
But I
got to
talk with an accent. That not was like a little this different. Accent. This is a Spanish accent. You're talking like this, and when I go like this, she didn't sound like this
sure.
at all.
I'm not sure. I think
no,
Cleo,
she sounded like she was from the islands. Yeah, yeah. I can't do an island accent, so I'm going to have to do
Cleo
this one for
like
now.
A, that was, okay, she was a marketing thing.
She was
it's a little bit
thing.
Different.
She's
a little
a lady.
Bit different.
She's still, you can look her up on YouTube
she
if you want to do that.
She wasn't an oracle. She was a...
She was like a tarot card
lady. Yeah, yeah. She was a fortune teller.
You had to pay by the minute to talk to her.
Gypsy fortune. Yes. How legit is that?
Yeah, well, I could make a living, let's just say that.
I will tell you a fortune. 2 minutes, $23.
That's right.
Stupid.
We don't know how she talked. Well, just go look her up. You'll find out.
Again, we made up a voice.
I like my voice better. You like your voice? I like my voice. It's okay.
Hey, I don't talk like that.
Okay. Oh, you're going to end us like this?
No, we're going to start the show all over again.
I can't. I'm tired. I need the recliner.
All right, let's just end this then. Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace.